Welcome to a time of hope with highlights of last Sunday's worship service. I'm Russell Cobb, the pastor of United Church of Christ of California and the Salem United Church of Christ. Salem's worship is at 8:30, California Sunday School is at 9:30, and their worship is at 10:30. Please join us in person or you can catch us online at our website, www.calmo-ucc.org. This Sunday, we will continue our journey to Bethlehem by looking at what motivated the journey, the route they took, and their final destination. Two of our young adults will help with the sermon this morning, Peter Damp and Colton Fulks. I know they will bring their own insights to this very familiar journey. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. That message to the shepherds over 2,000 years ago is the same message to us today, a Savior for you and me, to save us from our failures and an eternity separated from a God that loves us desperately. I look forward to worshiping with all of you either at Salem, here in town, or online. The Lord Himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, God with us. Wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and thank you for listening.
Our program opens with one of our confirmands, Jaylee Hall, and her parents, Cindy and Craig, lighting the third Advent candle, the Candle of Hope. It's followed by selections from our choir's Christmas cantata entitled Mary, Don't You Know? The director of our choir is Stacy Frederick. The accompanist is Ellen Ash. The narrators are Alan Martinson and Kendra Hall.
In the Old Testament, the word joy is nearly always associated with an act of God, and even more specifically, with an act of God delivering His people. The people of Israel found themselves in need of God's deliverance on more than one occasion. When they were enslaved in Egypt, God set them free. As they traveled to the Promised Land, God proved to the Israelites over and over again that He had far stronger and more powerful than enemy nations who opposed them. When the nation of Israel was carried off into captivity by the Babylonians, again they cried out to God to rescue them, and God delivered them and brought them back to Jerusalem.
Each time they were rescued, the Israelites were joyful and rejoiced in God's love for them. But each time they soon forgot God's deliverance and turned away from God. In a cold and dirty stable in the small, unimportant town of Bethlehem, God again delivered His people. This time, however, it was not just for a time, not just until the next warring nation came across the river. This time it is forever, for eternity. God sent His Son to deliver His people, not just from enemies who threatened them, but from their sin that separated them from Himself.
We can imagine the joy from the faces of the shepherds as they made their way to the stable. We can almost see the joy on the faces of the wise men who traveled great distances to find the new king. And we can feel the radiant joy of Simeon and Anna in the temple as they came face to face with the Savior of the world.
God sent Himself to us to bring us life and never-ending joy. Today, as we celebrate Advent and think of joy, let's not forget. Let's remember and live each day in the knowledge and understanding of what God has done for us. We are delivered. How can we not be joyful? Today we relight the first two candles of the Advent wreath, the candle of hope and the candle of peace.
Now we light the third candle of Advent, the pink candle. This is the candle of joy.
Joy the triumph of the To sing because God has sent a Savior to the world. The glorious news caused angels to fill the skies with praise and sent shepherds searching through the night to find him. It's a proclamation that calls every believing heart to come and witness the miracle of Emmanuel, God with us.
Shepherds, they would find the Savior if they just looked for him. And that's what happened. They discovered him lying in a manger. The thought of that scene still brings us hope and peace after all these years. Thank you.
Though the shepherds were the first to worship Jesus that night in the stable, his birth did not go unnoticed by everyone else. In a distant land, wealthy, educated men saw the star that announced his coming and recognized the sign. Something incredible had taken place. It became their mission to find him, to offer him treasure, and to worship at his feet.
The announcement of his birth had turned Mary's world upside down. Waiting for his arrival had been marked by danger and uncertainty. The journey to Bethlehem had been long and difficult. It had all ended with the urgent search for some kind of place where a young expectant mother could deliver her firstborn.
To us, the story is filled with joy and wonder. We can only guess at the confusion and apprehension Mary experienced. Yet, welcoming the child she knew was a miracle must have stirred in Mary's heart the same overwhelming love, the same hopes and dreams for her son that new mothers have always felt.
Mommies and daddies. shepherd or teacher is what you could be. Or maybe a fisherman out on a sea. Or maybe a carpenter building things. But who would imagine a king?
Mary knew the prophecies the prophets of old had made about the coming of one who would be the salvation of Israel. She remembered the angel's words to her. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. In the stable that night, she saw men bow at his feet in worship. But the reality is, Mary didn't know all that we know.
She didn't know the wonders he would perform, the people he would touch and heal and deliver, the way he would care for the poor and the outcast, the stories he would tell, the truth he would teach, or the sacrifice he would one day make. She held Jesus and she loved him, but there was so much about him that was beyond her comprehension.
Thank you.
You are invited today to come and meet the Messiah. Come to the manger and see him, God in the flesh. Hear the angels proclaim his birth. Watch the shepherds and the wise men worship him. Come and believe that he is the hope of the world. Discover the joy of Christmas, the joy that Jesus brings.
Forever.